Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister meets eminent economists at Niti Aayog ahead of Union Budget. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to address both houses of Maharashtra Assembly this evening. Election Commission team reviews poll preparedness in Jharkhand for upcoming assembly elections. Supreme Court postpones NEET UG hearing for 18th of July. IMD forecasts rain in several parts of the country till Monday. Army called in for rescue and relief operation in flood-affected areas of Uttar Pradesh. And in Wimbledon tennis, women's singles and men's doubles semi-finals to be played this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is interacting with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Berry, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and leading economists and experts are attending the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. She had said that along with major economic and social decisions, many historic steps will also be seen in this budget. An interim budget was presented in February this year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the members of both houses of Maharashtra legislature today in the evening. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, the Vice President will address the faculty and students of Narsee Monji Institute of Management Studies, Mumbai. Mr. Dhankar will also visit Raj Bhavan. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral, Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that Dr. S. Jayashankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. The two-day event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. BIMSTEC is a grouping of seven South and Southeast Asian countries for multifaceted cooperation. Besides India, the BIMSTEC comprises Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Nepal and Bhutan. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated the photo exhibition Thailand India Interwoven Legacies Stream of Faith in Buddhism at the National Museum in New Delhi today. The exhibition is a collaboration between India and Thailand featuring photographs paying tribute to Lord Buddha. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shekhawat said, India and Thailand have long hosted events that have deepened their cultural bonds, and this photo exhibition is an indelible part of it.
The ideals of Lord Buddha serve as a spiritual bridge between India and Thailand, forcing a deep-rooted connection. Today, this photographic exhibition displays the National Museum, captures the emotional outpour and the deep-rooted devotion and reverence of the Thai people towards Bhagwan Buddha and his masters of the peace and compassion.
Foreign Minister of Thailand, Maris Sangyamphongsa, thanked the Indian government for giving them the opportunity to honour the legacy of Lord Buddha. The 25-day photo exhibition is being celebrated on the occasion of King of Thailand, Maha Vajira Longkorn's 6th cycle birth anniversary. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today said the government intends to increase country's exploration acreage to 1 million square kilometre by 2030 under exploration and production activities. He said the open acreage licensing policy has increased the exploration and production growth. The Union Minister was addressing a gathering during an event, Urja Varta, organized by Directorate General of Hydrocarbon at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today.
Our sedimentary basin is nestled with approximately 651.8 million metric tons of crude oil and 1,138.6 billion cubic meters of natural gas. Only 10% of the sedimentary basin is currently under exploration today. After the award of the blocks under the forthcoming OALP rounds, it will increase to 16% by end 2024.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw had accused the AAP-led Delhi government for failing in fulfilling its promises made to the people. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said the way AAP and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal have created chaos in Delhi, it has affected the people.
आज दिल्ली का हर निवासी उससे त्रस्त है. कई तरह के बड़े-बड़े वादे किए, दिल्ली को साफ करेंगे, कचरे का ढेर बंद कर देंगे, हटा देंगे. कोई भी वादे पे खरे नहीं उतरे. दिल्ली वासियों को पानी की व्यवस्था कर नहीं पाए, शराब के ऊपर उनका फोकस रहा हमेशा. केजरीवाल जी ने शराब घोटाले में जो काम किया, आज उसके कारण संपूर्ण राजनीतिक जीवन पर, उनके विचार पर, उनकी सोच पर एक बड़ा प्रश्न मार्क लगा है.
The six-member Election Commission EC team, headed by Senior Deputy Election Commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Pradhan, I beg your pardon, Dharmendra Sharma, is holding a meeting with the district election officers of all districts of Jharkhand to review the preparations for assembly elections in the state. Earlier, the EC team held meeting with Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer and other election officials. The Senior Deputy Election Commissioner has instructed the officials to take utmost care in revising the electoral rolls. The revision of electoral rolls is underway in the state, which started on the 25th of June and will continue on 24th July. The voter list will be published on 20th of August. Jharkhand Assembly election is due to be held later this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. Welcome back to Akashwani News. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET UG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the NTA. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the controversial NEET UG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachur inaugurated a new filing counter and a multi-facilitation centre within the main campus of the Supreme Court in New Delhi today. This multi-facilitation centre has been set up under the Apex Court's Access to Justice mission. The new centre will offer lawyers a centralised access to all documents related to their cases to streamline workflow. CJI Chandrachur said on the occasion that the multi-facilitation centre will enhance the quality of service that Supreme Court renders to the citizens of India.
The idea of this multi-facilitation centre is right at the entry point to the Supreme Court. All litigants, all lawyers coming to the court must have a single point where they can file cases, obtain information about cases, and yet do it in a very comfortable environment consistent with our weather patterns. So I hope this facility will enhance the quality of service which the Supreme Court renders to all the citizens of the country.
Today is World Population Day. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today unveiled the Sugam Model Initiative for Family Planning on the occasion in New Delhi. The Sugam Model is designed for healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies for well-being of mother and child. The minister also released the new Family Planning Information, Education and Communication material. In Uttar Pradesh, two people died and 16 got injured in a collision between a private bus and a container truck in Hathras district today. The accident took place this morning in Sikandra Rao area on NH91 when a speeding bus collided with a stationed container truck. Administration and police officials reached the spot and the injured have been admitted in hospitals. Those injured seriously were referred to Hathras and Aligarh. The India Meteorological Department has forecast rain in the several parts of the country till 14th of this month. IMD said that isolated, extremely heavy rainfall is expected over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Bihar today. Isolated very heavy rainfall may occur over East Uttar Pradesh and East Madhya Pradesh. It further added that scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and East Rajasthan during next 5 days and in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Saturday. In Uttar Pradesh, Army has been called in for help in rescue and relief operation as 633 villages of 12 districts are reeling under the flood fury. Central Surya Command sent two columns to Shahjahanpur district for help in rescue work. More than 264 people trapped in the current of Gara and Khannaut rivers. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is visiting the flood-affected areas of Shravasti and Balrampur districts of the Tarai region today. Our correspondent reports that thousands of acres of agricultural land is inundated in water and around 8 lakh people are affected. In Assam, another 5 people died in the last 24 hours, taking the number of flood-related deaths to 84 this season, and over 14 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 27 districts. More from our correspondent.
In Assam, flood situation improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. The river Brahmaputra, Buridihing, Disang and Kushiera are flowing above the danger level. Meanwhile, Indian Meteorological Department has warned of heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Assam. State government has opened 209 relief camps and 156 relief distribution centers across the state. NDRF and SDRF team have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
In Goa, an orange alert has been issued by the India Meteorological Department. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by strong surface winds at isolated places is forecast for today. A yellow alert is issued from the 12th to the 14th of July. Fishermen have been advised not to venture along and off South Maharashtra and Goa coast during this period. In Uttarakhand, the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district is blocked for road traffic for the third consecutive day today due to a landslide near Joshimath. On to sports. In Wimbledon tennis, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina will take on Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic in the women's singles semi-final this evening. In the other semi-final, 7-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolini will face Croatia's Donna Vekic. In men's doubles, top-seeded Spanish and Argentinian duo Marcel Granollers and Horacio Ceballos will face Austrian pair of Max Purcell and Jordan Thompson today. The Hera Panchami ritual, an integral part of the Rath Yatra in Puri, is a captivating tradition where Goddess Lakshmi expresses her anger towards Lord Jagannath by damaging his chariot. More from our correspondent.
The Hera Panchami festival celebrated today portrays Goddess Lakshmi's anger towards Lord Jagannath for staying away from Simandir during the Rath Yatra and not taking her along. Reflecting Odia culture norms where wives get upset if their husbands come home late, Goddess Lakshmi is displeased with Lord Jagannath's extended absence from Srimandir. Servitors carry Goddess Lakshmi to the Gundicha temple in a palanquin, accompanied by a vibrant procession through Puri Grand Road. Hera Panchami also marks the beginning of Bahuda Yatra, the return journey, as the chariots are turned southward in a process called Dakshinamudo. With S.N. Patnaik, Malaranjan Mishra for Akashvani.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister meets eminent economists at Niti Aayog ahead of Union Budget. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to address both houses of Maharashtra Assembly this evening. Election Commission team reviews poll preparedness in Jharkhand for upcoming Assembly elections. Supreme Court postpones NEET UG hearing for 18th of July. IMD forecasts rain in several parts of the country till Monday. Army called in for rescue and relief operation in flood-affected areas of Uttar Pradesh. And in Wimbledon tennis, women's singles and men's doubles semi-finals to be played this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.com and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.